Lesson 82. Caught, just as. What's the paradigm of the verb to catch?
The paradigm of the verb to catch is catch, caught, caught.
When was the last time you caught a cold?
The last time I caught a cold was 6 months ago.
Have you ever caught a train just as it was leaving the station?
Yes, I've sometimes caught a train just as it was leaving the station. Or, no, I've never caught a train just as it was leaving the station.
Direct speech and indirect speech. Direct speech. I said the room is large. Indirect speech. I said that the room was large. Report, refer, if, then. There are two ways in which we can repeat what someone has said. We can either give the exact words of the speaker and say, for example, Mr. Brown said, I like warm weather. This is called direct speech. Or we can report what Mr. Brown said, like this. Mr. Brown said that he liked warm weather. This is called indirect speech or reported speech. What are the two ways in which we can repeat what someone has said?
The two ways in which we can repeat what someone has said are where we can either give the exact words of the speaker or where we can report what the speaker said.
What do we call these two ways of repeating what someone has said?
We call them direct and indirect speech.
At the moment, I am speaking, and I am saying, the room is large. Now, if I then asked you, what did I say, you would have to answer, you said that the room was large. This is turning direct speech into indirect speech. When we change direct speech into indirect speech, we must change the verbs from the present tense into the past tense. For example, now I am saying the room is large, whilst yesterday I said that the room was large. If the verbs in the sentence are already in the past, then they sometimes remain unchanged, or are changed into tenses that put them even further into the past. It should also be noticed that the present perfect, I have taken, is put into the past perfect, I had taken. What do we do with the tenses when we change direct speech into indirect speech? And give me an example.
When we change direct speech into indirect speech, we must change the verbs from the present tense into the past tense, e.g., the room is large, whilst yesterday I said that the room was large.
What do we do to verbs that are already in the past tense?
Verbs that are already in the past tense we sometimes leave unchanged, or change into tenses that put them even further into the past.
The important thing to remember is that the past of shall is should, whilst the past of will is would. This use of should and would is called the future in the past, and is used for something said in the past, which refers to a future action. For example, John will go to London next year is a statement that refers to a future action, whilst I said that John would go to London next year is the same future statement put into the past. What's the past of shall?
The past of shall is should.
What's the past of will?
The past of will is would.
What's the future in the past, and when do we use it?
The future in the past is when we use should and would for shall and will, and we use it for something said in the past which refers to a future action.
Give me an example, please.
John will go to London next year becomes, I said that John would go to London next year.
Right. I will now make some statements and ask you to tell me what I said, which means you will have to change my direct speech into indirect speech. I am speaking to you. What did I say?
You said that you were speaking to me.
I have just taken the pen from the table. What did I say?
You said that you had just taken the pen from the table.
I think I shall go to London tomorrow. What did I say?
You said that you thought you would go to London tomorrow.
Notice that in the last example, the word shall in the direct sentence becomes would and not should in the indirect sentence, because it is put into the second person. You would. I had a book in my hand when I came into the room at the beginning of the lesson. What did I say?
You said that you had a book in your hand when you came into the room at the beginning of the lesson.
If I were a king, my wife would be called a queen. What did I say?
You said that if you were a king, your wife would be called a queen.
Notice that words like I, you, he, my, your, his, etc. change when direct speech becomes indirect speech. Notice also that inverted commas are not used for indirect speech. When we use indirect speech, we need not use the word that if we don't wish to. We can say, he said the room was large, instead of, he said that the room was large. Do we use inverted commas for indirect speech?
No, we don't use inverted commas for indirect speech.
Do we need to use the word that when we use indirect speech?
No, we don't need to use the word that when we use indirect speech.
Give me an example, please.
He said that the room was large. Or, he said the room was large.
Flat. Did people in the old days believe the world was round?
No, people in the old days didn't believe the world was round, but they believed it was flat.
Which is one of the flattest parts of this country?
One of the flattest parts of this country is in the north.
Pity. What a pity. Picnic. Phrase. Would you think it were a great pity if you went for a picnic in the country and it rained?
Yes, I'd think it were a great pity if I went for a picnic in the country and it rained.
What kind of people do you pity most?
I pity blind people most.
Translate this phrase. What a pity.
Che peccato.
Blow, blew, blown. What's the paradigm of the verb to blow?
The paradigm of the verb to blow is blow, blew, blown.
Have you ever been blown off your feet by the wind?
Yes, I've been.
A pity.
Che peccato.
Blow, blew, blown. What's the paradigm of